It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 30th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is ambient, spelled A-M-B-I-E-N-T. Ambient is an adjective that means existing or present on all sides, encompassing. When used of electronic music, it means quiet and relaxing with melodies that repeat many times. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Minneapolis Star Tribune by Rachel Hutton. These sophisticated spaces are stocked with elements to lure homeowners outdoors, water and fire features, ambient lighting to set the mood. Biologists explore the effects of ambient light on plants. Acoustics experts try to control ambient sound, and meteorologists study ambient pressure, air, or temperature. All this can make the word ambient seem like a technical term, but when it first saw light of day, that all-encompassing adjective was as likely to be used in poetry as in science. John Milton used it in Paradise Lost, and Alexander Pope wrote of a mountain whose towering summit ambient clouds concealed. Both poets and scientists who use ambient owe a debt to the Latin verb ambire, meaning to go around, the grandparent of our English word. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.